I'll call you guys in, I guess.
Are you... I'm Ian. I'm a detective. I work out of our venture office.
Okay.
And one of our... Joe Evans, you probably know him from up here, asked me to come down. Apparently, you guys responded and the suspect made some statements, and you guys just obviously...
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
get observations about what's going on in that. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
And you're assigned to this station, 23?
Yes.
And what do you do here?
A shift, captain.
Captain? Okay. On A shift. You guys are all on A shift, right?
Uh-huh.
If you could kind of just...
One guy is overtime today.
An overtimer?
Yeah.
Is he the one sleeping?
No. No.
If you could kind of just describe how you got the call, what your role was when you arrived, and specifically the officer involved shooting up there off of...
Yeah,
go from there.
Sure. We were given, we were dispatched by radio here at the station to an assault with direction to stage for SO, which we do less of now than we were before, but in any case, came in a stage for SO. You know, it's a short distance from here while we were en route. Our dispatch advised us that units just arriving on scene, SO units just arriving on scene, had stated it's up a long driveway. So, you know, we weren't sure exactly where it was going to be because there's not a lot. Watkins Way, I guess, itself, we were thinking was a long driveway. But in any case, we pulled up. There were two patrol cars that were down near the bottom of Watkins Way at the turn. So we went on scene staged. I basically was just trying to check the area for the address just to get an idea where we would be going. Turned out it was farther up the street. Deputy flashed his light at us. He seemed kind of agitated, but you know, indicating that they were up there. I asked him if the scene was clear. I couldn't really hear him, but so I ended up jogging up there and the engine drove up. We were walking up trying to figure out exactly which house he had come out of. He yelled for us, came up and got me, and said something to the effect that he had to shoot the guy. So I walked down the driveway with him. He told me watch out for the knife and indicated there was a knife laying in the driveway. Which I saw, saw the suspect on the ground, bleeding and handcuffed. And
okay. Do you recall? Have you ever seen the deputy before? The one said that he had to shoot him.
Yes, I've seen him around the.
Is he? Do you know what his name is by chance, or?
Is
he the guy with the mustache?
The mustache.
Okay, I know exactly.
I'm sorry, I can't remember his name.
No.
Yeah, I've seen him. Both of them.
Okay.
You know, from call other calls in the area.
Okay. Now, the suspect was on the ground bleeding, handcuffed. Did you render any first aid to him or treat him?
Well, I initially approached him. You know, I saw he was conscious. His color was good at the time. He was sweating, but you know, he, you know, I basically asked, you know, what had happened. And I assumed there was a problem. The fact he had had a knife and that from, you know, that they had shot him. And so I immediately left the suspect to go get my crew, to corral them and tell them what we had, because we thought we were coming in on a domestic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I got them down to them, got some lighting, that kind of stuff, and was more involved with coordination.
Yeah, the overseeing
and scene control. Yeah, those were
okay. Did you hear the suspect make any comments about what happened or why it happened or anything like that?
Yeah, as I was going back and forth, at one point, you know, he had stated several times that he was dying or that he was going to die, and then at one point he said it was all his fault and you know it was not the sheriff's fault. You know, that's what I heard him say.
Okay.
And then he basically repeated that.
Okay. And that was as he was being treated by.
As he was being treated.
Fellow paramedic.
Placed on the backboard, that sort of thing.
Okay. Do you know who what AMR ambulance?
Yeah, it was Lifeline Ambulance.
Lifeline?
Yeah, Lifeline Ambulance 501. A regular crew that's on duty. I gave their names to another deputy. One is Sam. He was the paramedic. And the EMT, I only know his first name, Scott.
Okay.
The other guys here might know his last name.
Okay.
But he's on duty right now.
Okay. Where is their base out of here?
They're out of a house on La Luna.
House on... They've got it, you know, I never know where they're at.
I know.
It's like an apartment here. I worked at Moorpark for a long time, and they had they had a little place off of Moorpark Avenue. It was like a little shack, and then they...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For a while, they had a, they were in a commercial building, which was kind of their headquarters up there, and then they actually had a unit here for a while, and they moved their headquarters to Ventura. So now they're both out of a house on La Luna. Just a little ways up on the right, I might be able to get you the address. I'm sure
I could find it. I could find it via like their ambulance being parked out in the street or something like that.
It's back in a little ways.
Oh really?
Down
okay.
Kind of a long drive.
So I'll see if they might have been interviewed at the hospital. I'm sure they were there. So
yeah,
detectives went there. About how long do you think you guys, your whole team was there, your whole unit?
Couldn't have been more than 15 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Any other observations you made that you thought were important, or?
No, I asked. I saw a woman, I think at one point, sitting down, you know, farther down the driveway. After we had a little bit of a problem with, I guess the sister of the woman who was involved in the domestic, but you know that was, I think, dealt with. That was about it. We inquired, you know, before we left the scene as far as if there were anybody else injured, and they indicated there wasn't. So
okay.
That was about it.
Alrighty. I guess I'll talk to the next available.
Sure.